Okay, we are in the school of the master. And we are in
Nottingham, Hugo's house.
In Nottingham, in Hugo's house today. And we feel very honored to be here. And we are on lesson 7, A Master Meditates. So our theme right now is A Master Meditates. A Master Meditates. Last night when I finally got to bed, I was thinking about meditation. And Christy is a good example for meditation. Distracted. And I was thinking about, first of all, what does meditation
mean?
Hello. Come in.
Carry on.
You sure?
Come.
Carry on.
We see. Beautiful people. Oh, and they're gorgeous. Hello. Isn't that lovely?
Hello,
beautiful.
Hello.
Did you say hello to grandma?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been out in and out.
Okay.
My friends.
I would even recognize this one.
Flavia.
Come on.
Come and say hello to me. You're a big boy now. Elena.
I think it's because he's so... he looks big with the dark flowers. Hey. You can... You're not going to stay with us?
I'm still trying to do one.
Okay, cool. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
She's gorgeous, eh? My, oh my. You understand what I meant?
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's totally
yes.
clear.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Yeah. And that's why I think that's...
very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, because her thoughts are clear, you
yeah,
see? But let me put that on again and I'll just give a quick... not sure if that was going, but it doesn't matter. We do it for us anyhow. Well, we are back to our talk about meditation. We had a lovely introduction to Blessing and her two sons. She is gorgeous, that's for sure. And we are going on with our talk about meditation because we are really interested in it.
Yeah.
Sibyl just made a beautiful remark that we use the three-hour meditation as an example of how to go through a daily meditation. The three-hour meditation is just a full package, let's say it like that.
Yes.
But you probably don't do 3 hours
no.
every day in your normal daily life.
No.
So what Christy explained with the three-hour meditation is the first, let's just say, part of the meditation, let's say in the daily, is you actually get your thoughts focused by using affirmations. I would like to go back to the first person present tense. I get my thoughts focused. You might do it different. By using affirmations. That gets that focus in my head that I actually concentrate on one thing and the positive things that gets positive thoughts going. Now, Sibyl mentioned for her, it's I am, to say I am is enough. I totally agree. For her, it's enough because Sibyl already has, worked her computer, her brain in a way that her computer says when she says, I am, of course, I am God, I am beautiful, all that stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But for to set up a meditation, I would say you use a bit more than that. I am, for example, 3-hour meditation, God.
Yes.
That, yeah. Or you could also use, like for example, when you two sit in the bathtub in the morning, if I may add that to the discussion, and you talk to yourself or sing, I like me.
Yes.
That's already the first part of your meditation.
Yes.
Because your whole inside, your whole brain gets tuned into these thoughts.
Yes.
So when you come to the second part of the 3-hour meditation, as an example, you're already tuned in. And then comes why, and all the thoughts that come with, why can I say that, can only be beautiful thoughts. They can only be solutions, because the plan already has been set that I am God, or I like me, or I'm beautiful, I'm magic, whatever you want to say, whatever in that moment flows, when it's positive and supporting who you really are. And then what would come as the third hour, Christy?
Let me say something.
Okay.
Here.
So, yeah.
You know, when I say I am,
yes,
I have to be careful the next word that comes
if
after
that's
the,
what I
am,
mean. That's what I mean.
Because it is a law that it has to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
So if I say I am, the next thing must be I am wonderful.
Exactly.
I am fantastic.
Exactly.
I am whole and perfect. Because it must happen. It is God speaking.
Yeah.
It is a law.
Yeah.
That must be fulfilled.
Yeah.
So when I say I am, I don't have to say any other thing that is contrary to what I wish to happen.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You've got to be very precise.
Yes.
You cannot just leave it to I
am. No.
The next part has to be very clear and precise.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're still
slotted
all over.
I must have to slow down.
Yes.
To pick.
That's exactly
the
right.
language I'm going to use.
Yeah.
Following the I am, because that is the word.
Exactly.
You can equally use that I am to go in a journey. You can equally use that I am once you establish your think about I am to actually go on a journey. I am, and then you're off, because you is part of the meditation. With your meditation, you could be anywhere. Yeah. And to meditation, you have to prepare yourself, mind, body, and spirit. So when you feel, you say, I am
divine.
You've already. So everything is the thought, how powerful your thought is.
Yep.
Is there the obstacles in your path? That is, meditation is something that keeps you in tune, your divinity, with your oneness. Because when
present tense positive.
Is the meditation is something that keeps me in tune with my divine oneness.
Yeah.
In as much as I say 3 hours, 3 hours is when you actually dedicated time with that relationship.
Yeah.
Then on daily basis, as you are going, you are meditating every minute of your day. And if you are meditating, your focus, things happen. Things happen when you actually meditate. Put it your whole time. Your inner self is in control if you're actually doing the meditation.
And Christy, may I ask you something? Do you think it is rather beneficial to sit down for meditation and like, you know, go like sit down and actually
it depends,
comfortably.
It depends on situation and circumstance. Meditation is to think about anywhere. You can meditate anywhere, anytime, any place.
That's true.
Unless you want to give it a ritual or something, you start doing that thing.
Yeah.
Meditation, you can, at the peak of any challenging situation, that's meditation. You just go within. The main thing about meditation is your relationship with your inner self.
First present tense it's positive.
The main thing about meditation is the relationship with my inner self.
Yep.
Pure and simple, and that does the whole work.
Yep.
And then the challenging thing about it is scattered mind.
Yeah.
Going and letting yourself think about so many things. What self-discipline comes in meditation.
Yeah.
I can't meditate perfectly if I don't discipline my thoughts. That is the first thing. Thought control is the key to effective meditation.
Yeah.
Because if I can control my thoughts, I will achieve my meditation to the highest and best.
Yeah.
But your meditation is concentrating your thoughts. It's not controlling your thoughts. You are concentrating your thought.
If
something
you
are thinking about.
It's like you're in charge. Control looks like you're trying to put something away and hold
it. It's a force.
But you are in charge, definitely.
Yeah.
You're the master of your thoughts.
You are controlling your thought in meditation.
That's what
the thought is already there. You are concentrating on the thought already.
Focusing on one thing.
Yeah, focusing on one, because what I'm trying to say is, I agree, you know, we say we are doing morning meditation, but you can meditate anywhere. You know, you can sit in a cafe and,
yeah,
and meditate. You will know that what you are doing. You may even be speaking. You may not be saying it loudly.
Yeah.
But it's not, and also the position, whether you stand or you sit,
yeah,
doesn't really make the difference. As long as you know what you are doing.
I still believe, let me see how I can word it. I think I create myself in a rather busy life, because the world is a very active, lively, active place, and it's meant to be like that because it's bubbling of life, hey? And I believe and I experience that it is beneficial to take, it's almost like honoring my divine self, to take these moments of actually taking myself out of it and do the simple sitting down. I know what you mean. The theory, that's totally clear. We are always in meditation. We are always in thought. That's what we do. That's how we create constantly all of this around us being here. Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be. If we wouldn't think, that wouldn't be. I still think to settle down and give myself honor, I call it honoring my, yes, inner self, and actually take, and if it's only 5 minutes, mm-hmm, only 5 minutes to do that thing, to actually sit down and have that almost the courage to say, that's okay, you're still, yeah, there when I get up,
yeah,
you're still there when I get up, it's all good, I'm sitting down. And then actually go and do, just comfy. You don't need to do any special movements for it. If so chosen, that's just a different game and that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
Not, in my eyes, not necessary, but that it's not about that. That's not the important part. But the important part is to honor, let's say these 5 minutes. I see that with my experience. Mm. If I do my days, and I have time for everything else. Hey, I have time, 5 minutes for this and that and everything I can imagine under the sun. And I go to bed in the evening and I realize, oh, I had a good running day. Anita, when did you sit down only for 5 minutes to just for a moment tune into, oh, deep breath. I heard you saying that this morning. Take a deep breath and just go, here I am. Hello, God Self. I am peace. And automatically, the whole thing inside stands still. It's almost like you're in the middle of a train station, and for a moment you switch out the lights, and you go, you know what? That's all actually not so terribly important out there. Settle down for these 5 minutes and go, oh, I am peace. All is in divine order. And already that one moment picks and turns the whole thinking system inside. And then let's say that's 30 seconds for that one moment. But then I still have 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's then the... And I do that for me. I do that for the knowledge of who I am. I am God. I'm the Creator. The Creator does not need to run around. The Creator is the center and can sit still. You know what I mean? It's this, I can only speak out of my experience. I've seen that a lot of times with me. I had days, and sometimes when I'm in the monastery, I create myself very, very busy. I create myself beautiful projects, and I love this project. I love doing all that stuff. I get up 5 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I water the plants, last thing I do at 9 o'clock at night, and then I realize, what for have I created all these meditation benches on the property? I have not sat down on one. We have these beautiful meditation walks, and then I realized, I haven't been on one. Excuse me. I was too busy. So I did not honor my divine self, my true self, who I really am, enough to sit down on a meditation bench for 5 minutes and close my eyes, or to go on a meditation walk for maybe 10, 15 minutes and just sing "I Like Me." You know what I mean? And then I realize, Anita, where are your priorities? Is your priority fulfilling your work? Or is it actually equally important to balance it enough, to plan enough, to have time for all of the meditation, to have time for a meditation walk, for an affirmation walk? And I know it, hey? And I can watch myself. When I get up in the morning, just looking at my schedule now on the monastery ground, when I get up and I actually take time to sit down and meditate, usually what I do, I go first for an affirmation walk. Part one of the 3-hour meditation, isn't it? I like me. I am God and all this. Hi. And then I go and sit down. There's days when I think I have so many important things to do. It doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, during the day when I realize I don't do it, I feel like I'm getting actually
choked up.
Yeah, almost overexcited about life. Because life takes over. Mm-hmm. But it's me who creates life. Mm-hmm. It's not life taking over. And I take charge by actually honoring that I'm the creator. If it's 5 minutes to sit down, what's 5 minutes? I've done, by all means, other things in 5 minutes that were much less important, you know? Mm-hmm. What's 10 minutes for a meditation walk? Nothing. But it changes my whole day because I'm in charge. All I do is telling myself I'm actually in charge. And I think that's what meditation is about. It's true, we meditate all day long. Every day, every thought we hold is a meditation. You see, I am in charge. Like you said, okay, I take charge. And that's not so much, you see, but I think it's when I take that moment of taking charge by honoring taking a meditation, honoring going for a walk, I'm in charge without having that feeling I have to control every little bit. Because suddenly all this controlling every bit is happening somehow naturally, because my whole mindset is on what I meditate about. For me, that's meditation. And for me, meditation includes both. It's the moment-by-moment thinking, how I think, and the conscious taking the time for a meditation and just honoring myself. You know, like, it's the same thing, like, that's the beauty about being in a family. A family takes time, like Blessing is now in the kitchen. We can hear her in the kitchen. She's actually preparing breakfast for her children. If she didn't have her children, she maybe would think, that's not necessary. But because she has children, she probably prepares breakfast, lunch and dinner. 3 times of a purpose where she actually balances her family. Because all 3 times they will be with her, they know she loves them, she looks after them, and they probably even sit down with her at the table. That's honoring her family because she's bringing balance into the day. And everything that happens in between happens automatically in this balance because she is in charge. Yes. I bet you that woman is in charge of this household. I can feel that. And she's in charge in a beautiful, loving way because she's actually, it's almost like her meditation. She takes the time to do that. She could also choose not to take the time. I find it fascinating. And I find it beautiful what you're saying about the 3-hour meditation, Christy, because you are using the 3-hour meditation for your daily short meditation. I don't want to call it short. There's no judgment or compassion, but for your daily meditation, because I at the moment don't choose the 3-hour meditation too. I've got, for me, it's okay another meditation, my daily meditation. But the concept of the 3-hour meditation you can use in any meditation, because it's always the same. You choose, like Sibyl said, you choose a thought very strongly. With that you put your whole system in order, and you're in charge as God. I'm God, God I am. And then from there you think about, like, okay, thought about his drive here this morning. He thought about the solution. Yeah, I've got a small strife, I've got ideal weather, and he had ideal weather. I mean, this weather is perfect to drive in a car. It's just perfect. The road was open, clear and free, and he cruised in here, and he looks gorgeous. He's dressed like a king.
I am a king.
You are a king. There you go. And there's the queen. And by the way, it's Sibyl's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You see, and then all falls into place. And here we are sitting together in the most beautiful household with a gorgeous family. That all falls into place because we set the cause in motion by our meditation. That's for me a meditation. That's just how I describe a meditation. And that's how Christy, Sibyl, and OK describe a meditation. With whatever you said before. Yeah. And I think that's beautiful. Did you want to say something?
Yes.
OK has a comment to make.
Yes.
Go for it. It's still on.
We say that we are meditating all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
That says we are thinking all the time.
True.
Does it mean we are concentrating on thoughts all the time?
When you think you're meditating, without thoughts, there's nothing there.
Yeah, so are we meditating all the time?
Yes, whenever you think you meditate.
If you're thinking negative, you're meditating on negative things.
No, it's not negative or positive, but...
Yeah, meditating all the time. It's true.
Yeah, we are meditating all the time. We are thinking all the time.
Yeah.
So we are meditating all the time.
Yeah, true. What we are talking about is...
Effective meditation.
Effective, conscious meditation. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
When I say I'm going to have a meditation,
you're in charge of that.
Yes, it's a time of splitting or specific things. If I'm cutting the grass, you know, in the garden and so on, I'm thinking.
That's the best time to meditate because you're focusing, really.
No, you haven't got me yet. What I'm saying is, even when I'm cutting the grass, I decide to meditate.
Yeah.
Then I may say, oh, I'm meditating on health, and I say, I'm God, I am, or I'm going to pay for it. Even though I'm cutting the grass.
Yeah.
But ordinarily, if I'm walking along the road, would I say that I'm meditating? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If because you are still thinking.
Yeah.
You are thinking. And thoughts are things.
I know. As I'm passing the road, I see a dog, then I see a cat. There are different, there's a thought that goes to this, what you see.
Yeah.
So, am I meditating over those things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you one example when I was in Newton. Yeah. When I'm going, coming towards the way for a dog's table.
Yes.
So, as I'm passing, I see these beautiful flowers. I keep saying, I'm God's flower. Then, you know, I'm God's flower. It keeps me in tune. It keeps me really in tune, keep me focused. And then I didn't even have this clue of meditation. It's now I'm realizing that's why everything exists from the beginning. And people do things without, I do things without knowing. Yeah. Now I know that I'm the right track, why I'm doing what I'm doing, which means I have to be very careful of the thoughts that goes into my mind.
That's
because every thought is a meditation, it's a cause I've put in motion that acts. So the best thing is to think good, speak good, and act good. So it's all the effect. Because even when something in my mind, by meditation, the solution comes in because of the thought. The right thought comes. That's when not being, maybe controlling it, being in charge on top of it, being in control. And then that means I keep referring it as my oneness, my relationship with my inner self. then when I want to have a real intimate thought of a particular situation, as you say, then I create time for that, because I create time, prepare myself in body, mind, and spirit. But
so that is, you are differentiating your meditation now.
No, that's what, that when because I need a specific thing in terms yeah, of a
but
time.
It, do, it sounds a bit, when you say when I need a specific thing, yeah. It always so, already sounds like, I'm going to sit down now, and yeah. I'm going to have a battle with my thoughts because I've got to take this a draw, but that's not what it is.
No, there's a challenge, there's a decision you have to make. Yeah. You need your oneness, because meditation is to think about my relation. That's the way I look at meditation, my relationship with the inner self. This is a challenging situation I need to get a solution to.
Yeah, but that's, I understand what you're meaning, but you see, before... I totally understand where you come from, but it sounds like you're actually going almost into a battle because you're so strong about it. Well, the moment, yeah, but yeah. you're not only going into meditation to solve a challenging thought. Yeah. The thing, what I'm saying is, if meditation comes being a part of your day, mm-hmm. it's actually... If it gets into this peaceful moment that you give yourself as a present, or your God self as a present every day, let's say it like that, okay? Yeah, and yeah. it doesn't challenge you, like you go in a challenge yeah. and go into, yeah. I've got to solve that. No. That's not what you're doing. No. What you're doing, if you do that like, for an example, no, stop. If I do that, for example, let's say every day these 5 minutes, okay? Mm-hmm. And I sit down, because I want to, I love being in myself. I love being in my God self and actually concentrate on who I am. I don't need to have a big challenging theme yes. in my head, because that Amazing. Makes you thinking so much up here. It's just turning on and on and on. That's why I think it's so... when I use the affirmation, that gets me into it as something that doesn't point to a certain thing, like, I like me.
Yes.
Doesn't point to, I need to do my taxes. Let's get meditating so I do that peacefully.
Yeah. Yes.
That's not the idea. The idea is, you're still there when I'm coming out of my meditation.
Yeah.
Let's go, exactly. And then you go in and you say, and you don't go in only if you have a challenge. That's what I'm saying. When if I have a setup every day, let's say, whenever I can, in the morning, 5 minutes, okay? Just as an example. Yeah. And 5 minutes is nothing, hey? And then I sit down and go, oh, my 5 minutes. Oh, how nice these are. My 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you sit down and you go, I like me. So first part, affirmations, gets all these other thoughts are not important. I like me. And you might don't even think about the taxes, because you're not meant to. You're meant to think about what's real. I am God. I am beautiful. All is in divine order. And after these 5 minutes of being in that peaceful state, you might come out and go, what did I want to do? Oh, the taxes. All right, let's get a pen and do it. And you just do it.
So when I'm thinking of you see what I mean? I'm not meditating.
No. Well, you are meditating yeah. because you're thinking. In thought, but what you're doing, the tendency yeah. is, the tendency is you give attention to what you want to solve.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see, and that means then is the tendency, you're a little bit actually in the problem.
Yeah.
You see, when what you're saying, you're very intensive about it, I really want to take charge. That's true, but you're actually, in truth, you are already in charge. Mm-hmm. The only thing that...
Circumstances around you.
No, because I give these circumstances so much attention. Wow. The circumstances, everything is always there, but what do I give attention to? And the moment that I step almost like back and go into this letting go, and I don't even think about letting go, I just do it. Mm-hmm. And make it a habit, then everything that comes afterwards is much, I don't even say, yeah. let's say much easier, because I'm in a different state of mind.
You're right, because the moment you let go,
you go in and say, okay, after saying that, I am, I like me, you are focused. You can think of anything, but you are focused. Yes. Because those things that are not important to you, you won't know them, you won't see them, because you are already there, and the divine has taken over to take charge, that what you see is what is divine.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you meet on the road is your reflection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're in this. In that state of mind.
Your state of mind has returned you to your original, where everything is perfection. If anything is happening around you, it's none of your business, because you won't even know. You will pass by and somebody will ask you, did you see that? What?
Yeah.
Because you didn't see. You are focused. Your thought is focused.
Yeah.
And that is meditation, moment by moment.
You know, meditation is almost like when a child falls down with the bike. That's your version when you think that's the moment. But the mother actually does it before already. The mother is actually not concerned about the child. The mother goes, oh, you're coming in. How about an ice cream? That's a meditation, the ice cream. The child has not one thought on that bike before. All it thinks about is the ice cream. Everything else is gone. Because that's ice cream. Meditation. Isn't it what it is? And it's gone. And when it comes out, then it goes, oh, where's my bag? Oh, I get my bag. Oh, it got a bit dirty. Let's polish it. Done. Finished. That's how I would. I just thought of the kids. I would explain it. And when the child is well prepared by the mother, by all the love she gives it and constantly telling it, you're beautiful, you're perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're divine. And that's what happens here. Then when it ever falls with the bike and she calls it in, instead of making a big story, she just says, how about an ice cream? The child thinks of the ice cream, and actually what it does, it knows I'm whole and perfect. That's just it's gone. It's not even there anymore. That's how I see the meditation.
I think that meditation is the central part of a master.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference is that any situation that you have, you concentrate on it. It's like saying you are treating a situation.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't matter which situation. So you use meditation not for a particular time, particular instance, that use it when necessary.
Yeah.
The ones with, like, in the morning is different. But when you have something that crops up, and you go within yourself to see the problem the way you should see it, not
solution.
You see the solution to the problem, not the problem as magnifying it. You know, so that is the meditation coming in. You know, when you start thinking that it's like we're on the road, you know, as you said, and something happens on the road. And you know that there's a divine law, a divine power that is controlling everything. And that is in control. Even though we see the normal thing, we are saying there's an accident. We are seeing the accident and we are thinking of who is wrong and who is right. But there is a power that is controlling that. Maybe if the car would have been written off, it's not. You know, so there's a small scratch. And once we now meditate and think that there's a power that is controlling it, not us, not the people who are there. So the way I think of it, that the meditation is something you apply.
But I might have to cut in here because
yeah.
I know what you're trying to describe is all is in divine order. Yes. That's what I'm hearing.
There is.
But you've got to be careful there, because all is in divine order does not give the power away. It does not mean there is an outer power who controls things. Actually, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
What it does is, actually, I am divine order, and it is me. Because how I look at whatever I see is how things are. So I don't even need to go in to think about what actually happens
there. Why it happened.
Yeah. You see, no, it's none of my business. My business is that I'm divine order, therefore all is divine order. My business is to have the thoughts about whatever I see. It's all in divine order, it's all good and very good, and not get involved in the details. Because I want to give the power that actually it is divine order, and that it is all good and very good. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be concerned about anything else. And I know what you are describing. I think what you're describing is exactly what I'm saying now. That it is all divine order, and not to give anything else the power.
Yeah.
Not to worry about it. Let's put it in normal human. Don't worry about it. It's none of our business. Because when you drive by, like on a highway, and you see something is happening, I can either have a very, very long nose and big eyes and look at it, okay? And I give it huge power.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving the divine order power, which is the reality. Or I can say, send my love if you want to do it, whatever you want to do, what is in a supportive, positive, but you don't even need to do that.
Yes.
But sometimes it makes us feel better.
See somebody swerving on the road, where he shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're at lane. And you see somebody, you know, just pranking around.
Yeah. What do you do then? What do you do?
I am divine order.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it will work out perfectly. Like it did with for Christy.
Yeah.
She did exactly that on the highway the other day with that car in front of us. And it worked perfectly. She could just swing around him and they didn't even touch.
No.
Because all she thought is, all is in divine order. But that's being in charge.
Yeah.
That's not giving it away to something out there. It's actually being in charge without being involved in what the other does. Is that how you would say it, Sibyl?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You always support me. And then, she's gorgeous. She knows what she's talking about. And I think that covers our theme beautifully.
Yes.
And Master meditates. And it actually also covers beautiful the power of meditation.
Yes.
That's just with 8.
Yeah.
What is the power of meditation? Sibyl, would you like to say that to us? How do you word the power of meditation? Please go for it.
The power of meditation.
Yeah.
Is the energy you have given to it.
Yep.
The belief you have given to it.
Yep.
The authority you have given
it. Oh, that's nice.
By your words.
Yep.
That's a power, because it is the law that you have set in motion.
Beautiful.
Which must work to your highest and best.
Exactly.
And as you are focused, as you are attuned to that which is, there's nothing else but that which is to unfold and be fulfilled.
Beautiful. I say that's beautifully said. Does that mean you have to think about every detail?
No.
Oh, wonderful. But that's a relief.
Because it's done.
It's a relief, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you can relax and you're automatically already in that meditation state, because you go, it's actually easy.
Yeah. You appreciate the results.
Yes, exactly.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
It's done. Yeah.
So you appreciate it.
It's complete.
Yeah, exactly.
So off you go on your way singing. I am happy, I am very happy.
I like that.
Because everything is already done.
Yeah. Beautifully said. Yes, Christy, there she goes.
The power of meditation is actually reaping the fruits of my thoughts.
Yeah.
Because I put in motion my paradise garden.
There you go. Yeah. Nice. Would you like to say a finishing word to our beautiful theme here, okay? While we got the recorder still going, I would really like that.
Yes, the power
of meditation.
Yes, is that it demonstrates what I feel and what I concentrate on.
Yep.
And believe that it's already done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. The power is that the word is already out,
mm-hmm.
and it will not come back empty.
Yeah. It's fulfilling itself. Yeah. It's done. Yeah. That's magic. I think we did a good job with that theme, and I really enjoyed that talk. I love you all very, very much, and thank you so much. It's fun, like, having a talk like that, isn't it? I love it. All right, here we go. Stop.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
It doesn't want to stop.
Is he walking, though?